Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Obviously we've got the grand final coming on Sunday, the Penrith Panthers taking on the Parramatta Eels in the team list. They came out yesterday afternoon and, there was rumours going around that there would be an interesting selection for the Parramatta Eels, and I wasn't really sure if they were going to come true. But, of course, when we opened the team list yesterday afternoon, jersey number 14, Nathan Brown, seemingly been in exile over there at the Parramatta Eels for the last couple of weeks. I couldn't even tell you the last time I've seen Nathan Brown. I've seen his name on team list. He was obviously 18th man last week. But a real surprise to see him named in the grand final side. It's obviously been a few weeks since we've seen him. I think the other guys have done a pretty good job. They obviously dropped Bryce Cartwright this week. Personally, I thought Jake Arthur was going to be the one to fall out, but they have stuck with Jake Arthur, which I personally don't understand. I said weeks ago or months ago now that it was pretty bang average of fans to boo him, and I still think it is. But I did say then I wouldn't be picking him in the side, and I still wouldn't be picking him in the side this week. I wouldn't have picked him the last few weeks either. So it's a really interesting one. And Bryce Cartwright had a bit of a dodgy offload, you know, what wasn't fantastic the other night. But, for what Jacob Arthur can do, which is play halfback, and that's it, and seemingly they don't really trust him at halfback. Mitch Moses came over with the HIA the other night. They put Jake Arthur on. They were up by 24. And they risked putting Mitch Moses back out there to mark up against Hudson Young and Jack White instead of just leaving Jacob out there. I don't know. Just seems like a little bit of an odd one. And for Bryce Cartwright to fall out of this team, and same with Mukatoa as well. I've been a little bit surprised he's not in the team. But for Nathan Brown to come from the clouds and get a gig there, very, very surprising. I mean, Parramatta have been seemingly a little bit cagey about Nathan Brown over the last few months. And I heard Brad Arthur asked about him the other day and sort of said, no, he knows what he has to work on, he knows why he's not playing, etc. And it sort of sounded like a closed book sort of comment. Now, there is the chance that he won't play. Yeah, there is the chance that Nathan Brown has just been named on the bench, will not play. You might see Brad Arthur make changes. But, I mean, apart from naming Madison at 13 and always swapping him with Nia Corre, he's been pretty honest throughout this year, yeah? I mean, like Jacob Arthur, I keep thinking, oh, he won't play this weekend. He usually does. He has for the last few weeks. He named Bailey Simonson at centre last week. I thought surely he'll play Nia Corre at centre and move them around. No, stuck with Bailey Simonson. So, you know, I know a lot of people think he's playing ducks and drapes here and Nathan Brown won't play, but I don't know. I just don't understand why he'd do this if he wasn't going to play. I mean, if Nathan Brown doesn't play, what will they do? I assume they'll probably bring in Mukatoa or Bryce Cartwright. Does that really change anything for the Penrith Panthers? I don't think it does. So I don't know. Unless Brad Arthur's putting him there so that people will talk about him for the first 2 days instead of about Parramatta and, you know, the premiership drought and all that sort of stuff. I don't know, but it doesn't really make sense to me. I'm pretty sure he will play come grand final night, and it's very interesting. And, you know, as I said, I said on the live a little bit earlier today that I feel like I haven't seen Nathan Brown in a long time. So I went back and had a look at his numbers from the last few weeks. So the last time Nathan Brown played first grade was in round 17. So keep in mind, it's a 25-week competition. So that was 8 weeks from the end of round 25, and that was a month ago. So it's been about 12 weeks since he's played a game of first grade. In that game, he played the West Tigers, and he played for 35 minutes. So you're looking at almost, you know, 3 months of no first grade football. Now, it gets even scarier because you just sort of would assume, oh, okay, he's been playing New South Wales Cup. The last time he played New South Wales Cup was a month ago on September 3rd. So come grand final day, which is October 2nd, it would have been 29 days since his last game of football. And he played 45 minutes against the Canterbury Bulldogs, ran for 100 metres, made 22 tackles. But it's now been a month since Nathan Brown has played a game of football, and the game that he did play, he played 45 minutes. Now, is he going to be expected to play 80 minutes in the grand final? No, no way. I think he'll play 20-25. So I don't think it's going to be a huge issue. I think he'll be okay. But coming in against this Panthers side, when you've only played one game of football in the last month, is pretty scary. Now, it gets even scarier when you consider this. His last game was on September 3rd. His game before that was the 29th of July. So when you have a look at that, over the last 9-10 weeks, Nathan Brown's played two games of reserve grade, and that's it. Now, the game back on the 29th of July, he played 70 minutes there. He ran 200 metres, 32 tackles, a very Nathan Brown sort of performance. But that was a long time ago. And I mean, from the moment that game ended, the 8 weeks since then, he's played a grand total of 45 minutes of reserve grade football, and that is it coming into a grand final against the Penrith Panthers. It is a very, very interesting call. So in the last 8 weeks, he's played 45 minutes in reserve grade, and that was 29 days before the grand final. So pretty wild to consider the lack of football that this guy has played, and the question's got to be asked, why? I mean, granted, the Parramatta Eels in reserve grade, they went out in finals week one. I think it was Canterbury they lost to in finals week one. But, I mean, he hasn't got a chance on the bench for the Parramatta Eels the last few weeks. It just, I don't know, it just seems odd. And this isn't a forced change. There hasn't been mass injuries this week to the Parramatta Eels. Brad Arthur has just made the decision to bring him in. Now, I've listed you all the things that I'm a little bit worried about with Nathan Brown. Obviously, match fitness, hasn't played in a number of weeks, hasn't played more than two games of football in the last 9 weeks or whatever it is, which is pretty scary. Hasn't played a game of football in a month, which is terrifying coming into an NRL grand final, your first NRL grand final against arguably, you know, the best team we've seen in a very long time. It is crazy. But on the other side of the coin, Nathan Brown. He's a guy I've always been a huge fan of. I've always loved Brownie. I called for him to play Origin for a number of years. He finally got his opportunity. I think it was in the 2020 competition, the COVID Origin series. Did reasonably well there. Hasn't played since. Has had a number of injuries, suspensions, etc. Hasn't been in good form for the Parramatta Eels. But the one thing about Nathan Brown is that he's a goer. He is all ticker, and this is why we wanted him in the Origin arena. You saw his very first run in the State of Origin arena. I can't remember who it was, but he bumped them off. No worries. I think it might have been Christian Welsh, maybe. Absolutely pounded them, and that's just the sort of footballer this guy is. Now, as I said, I'm not expecting him to have to play 80 minutes. I would expect him to play 60. I'd be shocked if he plays more than 25 minutes in this game, unless they have mass injuries. I don't think there's a world where Nathan Brown plays more than 25 minutes. So, do I think he can have an impact during this period? 100%. I really don't. I don't think it's a bad pick on the bench. I would rather him have a little bit more match fitness, but this is a guy that has played a lot of rugby league. This is a guy that has played State of Origin and handed himself in the Origin arena, and he's just got a bit of C-U-N-T about him, and that's what this Parramatta Eels side needs, I think. I think if they are going to beat this Penrith Panthers side, they have to show them no respect. Show them no respect whatsoever. I think in their first game in the finals, they did show them a little bit too much respect. I think this has to be the ultimate ambush, and I think the Parramatta, they just need to go at them 100%. Just completely ignore the fact that they're playing one of the best teams in the last few years of the NRL. Go at them. You saw, this is what the Penrith Panthers did to the Melbourne Storm last year, and I think people forget, this Melbourne Storm team had won 19 in a row. That almost broken the record set by Jack Gibson's 1975 Roosters. They come up against this Panthers side, finals week three, red hot favourites, the Melbourne Storm, and the Panthers, they just went there and showed them no respect. Tevita Pangai Jr. went after Christian Welsh very early. They kicked out a dummy half. They were doing all these sort of uncharacteristic sort of plays, and it put the Melbourne Storm off. I think Parramatta, they need to go all in. They need to go all in their forward pack, and I think Nathan Brown, he'd be a fantastic guy to have in this team. I really like it. Personally, I think if I was the Penrith Panthers, I would rather than pick Bryce Cartwright. I would rather than pick Makatoa. Even though those guys have got a bit of form, even though those guys have got match fitness, Nathan Brown, he is just a dog, and he will come into this grand final and he'll be looking to fight for every inch. And I'll tell you what, if he does have an impact in his 20-25 minutes, won't it be a masterstroke by coach Brad Arthur? It's like he has pulled him out, he's chucked him in a box for the last few weeks, and then he's just ripped the stick and just let him go come grand final night. Nathan Brown going out there with a point to prove, with people questioning why the fuck is he in this team. And you know what? Full credit to Nathan Brown, because I don't think people are so much asking why the fuck is he in this team. I think people are asking where the hell has he been? Why hasn't he been in this team? I'm a huge Nathan Brown fan. He's got a lot of talent. I know that Parramatta, they like to go north and south. That's when they play their best footy, when they go up and down the field. Nathan Brown, he does have a tendency to sort of bounce off tackles and go a little bit east-west, looking to get extra meters. And sometimes it can throw their sets out a little bit. I do remember watching over the last few years, Mitch Moses, he does get a little bit frustrated sometimes with Nathan Brown and the way that he takes a line on. I think in this game, he'll be given a very simple game plan. You rip in, you go 100% at this team, and you be a pain in the ass for the Penrith Panthers. And for me, I think that's a job that Nathan Brown can do very well for 20 to 25 minutes. I would have picked him all final series. Personally, I've been very surprised they haven't. I also would have kept Makatoa on the bench. I would have gone with Makatoa, Neokore, Nathan Brown on the bench. I probably would start Neokore in the 13 like they have been the last few weeks, and keep Ryan Madison coming off the pine. But yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. My bench would be Neokore, Kafusi, Nathan Brown, and probably Makatoa would be the last one I go for. Maybe Bryce Cartwright instead. I wouldn't be going for Jake Arthur, but I completely back the idea of bringing in Nathan Brown despite...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The lack of recent football games, the lack of recent minutes, the lack of match fitness. I do back Brad Arthur doing this one. I think he's the sort of guy that over a 20-25 minute period, he could go berserk. I'd be setting in the challenge when Spencer Lenu goes on, I'm putting you on, and you need to go toe-to-toe with that motherfucker, and you need to stand up to him, and you need to win that period for the Parramatta Eels, because that's the biggest challenge of the Penrith Panthers, and that's where they blew him off the park last time they played, when Lenu and Scotty Sorensen and these guys came onto the field. It was over there. I think Nathan Brown, he can play a really important cameo role in this grand final, and it's the perfect opportunity for Nathan Brown. You wind him up, you send him in the battle, and you say, hey, go fucking nuts for 25 minutes, make that team pay, go insane. I really do think he can have an impact. I hope he doesn't have to play any more minutes than that. I hope there's not HIAs, injuries, etc., etc., because he will struggle with his engine long term. But I think there's a 25 minute period where Nathan Brown can have a huge impact on this grand final, and it could quite possibly be the masterstroke by Brad Arthur in this grand final.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.